This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It is Matouche and Megan Teal into the center jump circle. What an atmosphere here tonight. And here we go. Tap is won by Midwest Central, and they will get it to start. And a travel right out of the gate. You can hardly hear yourself think in the gymnasium right now. So an early turnover for Midwest Central. And into the hands of Jade Scroggins on the left wing with Aubrey Rupert. Man-to-man for Midwest Central. Scroggins almost had her pocket picked. Now the ball's jarred loose. We'll get a jump ball, and Hillsborough will get it on the arrow. Both fan bases jacked up for this super sectional. Great venue here at Illinois College. Jade Scroggins, sideline trigger in the front court. Needs to get it in, and will do so out to Matouche at the volleyball spike line. Sammy Matouche. High post to Tester. Claire Tester, left wing now to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert crosses over, cut off, into the hands of Scroggins. Jade, dribble drive baseline. She'll stop, pop, and knock. First get bucket of the game to Jade Scroggins and the Toppers in an early 2-0 lead. 40 seconds gone by first quarter. Out front with Maddie Harper. She works left side, gets around Scroggins. Tough shot, and it rattles down for Harper. What a shot for Maddie Harper. High degree of difficulty there. Toppers back into the front court. Matouche in the right corner being guarded by Teal. That'll be the matchup all nine for Midwest Central. Tester at the left elbow. Leaves for Sammy, top of the key. Matouche, triple team. Leaves for Meyer. Down low to Tester, deflected away, and it is off of Midwest Central, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Toppers. 6:51 for the opening quarter. Matouche on the baseline. They stack everyone right side of the lane. Sammy looking, lobs it out to Scroggins. Right back to Matouche. Sammy puts it on the deck. Draws a crowd, lost the handle, gets it back, keeps the dribble alive, being hounded. Top of the key to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins, bounce pass, Rupert. Quarter pocket three, yes, for Aubrey Rupert. Topper shot well, warming up for what that's worth. 5-2, Hillsborough leads. 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter of play. On the right wing with Megan Teal. Checked by Matouche. Spins away from Sammy. Rises too strong off the window. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Midwest Central and Rademacher. Here's a three ball for Hilst. No. Rebound tapped around. Tester to the floor and secures the board. Great hustle from Tester. Now a long outlet to Rupert. Aubrey alone. Rejected. Great return defense that time for Midwest Central on the recovery. Rupert to Meyer. Open. 4-3. Kindly. Yes. Two triples early, Rupert and Meyer. That's a good sign for Hillsborough. 8-2 Toppers. 5:45 for the opening quarter. They got down early in the regional final to the Southwestern and the sectional final to Greenville. The Topper fans are loud right now. And he can't hear the whistle at all. 5-second count on Midwest Central. Second turnover on the Raiders. Toppers have come down poised here tonight. An early 8-2 lead for Hill. Scroggins in the front court. Leaves it for Rupert on the left wing. Back up top to Jade. Jade Scroggins. She'll fire right corner. Around and down for Jade Scroggins. The long two. Tim Mize back here at Illinois College. A slight microphone difficulty. 10-2. Toppers leading. Great start for Hillsborough. Another turnover, third on Midwest Central. Into the hands of Matouche. A 10-2 lead for Hillsborough, and Sammy hasn't scored. Trouble in the backcourt, slips out, tipped out by Midwest Central, and it belongs to Hillsborough. Rupert will throw it in. Front court sideline. Off to Jade Scroggins. Jade, top of the key. Works left side, cut off. What a start for Hillsborough. Can they maintain? Here's Matouche on the curl. Triple teamed in there, and she's going to pivot around. Kicks to Rupert. Aubrey, step back, three. Got it again! Aubrey Rupert, her second triple of the quarter. What a start. 13-2 Toppers. Into the front court, Teal. Gets
gets to the foul line, kicks it on the baseline to Rademacher, forces it up, no, good defense by Tester, rebound down to Meyer, then knocked away by Harper, but it's off of Maddie Harper. It'll belong to Hillsboro. Brett Deacon could not have dreamt of a better start here tonight. 13-2 Hillsboro, making shots early. Matouche being hounded in the backcourt, and she's fouled. You can tell Midwest Central's plan is to take Sammy away. They have, but Rupert and Meyer and Scroggins knocking down jump shots. And that has been the difference for this Hillsboro team all year long, opposed to Sammy's first couple of years. Of course, her freshman year, she was not the star player. Down to Tester, rejected, out of bounds. It'll stay with Hillsboro. But last year, primarily, if Sammy didn't do it, it wasn't getting done. This year, Sammy has done it. But if not, the other toppers have been up to the occasion. Jade Scroggins gets it into Meyer in the left corner. She'll bring it back to Matouche on the left wing just inside the arc. Sammy wants the three ball. Missed it back rim. Rebound. Oh, Scroggins took it away from Hills. Another opportunity for Hillsboro. Jade off to Meyer. That pass was tipped. Kylie. Rupert. Bounce pass. Bad pass. She had an open three. Didn't take it. And a push on Matouche. That'll be Sammy's first. Team's first. 3:56 for the opening quarter. A 13-2 lead for Hillsboro. Rupert's hit two threes. Meyer's hit a three. Scroggins has four. Here comes Harper into the front court. Checked by Scroggins. Maddie leaves it on the left wing for Rademacher. Between the circles to Teal. Megan Teal. Dribble drive. Left hand finish good for Megan Teal. And that ends a big run for Hillsboro. It was an 11-0 run. And that pass is thrown away by Meyer, but it was tipped by Midwest Central. It'll stay with the toppers. Hillsboro knows very well it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Greenville started fast in the sectional final. Hillsboro finished strong. Toppers have started quickly here tonight. Matouche has it right side of the key. Sammy Matouche. Hesitation bounce, and she's called for the palm. That'll be the Hillsboro Hilltoppers' first turnover of the night. She went with that hesitation dribble, but got her hand underneath the basketball and carried it. 13-4 Hillsboro leads, 3:20 for the opening quarter. Here comes Maddie Harper all the way to the rim. Layup left it short. Rebound tipped around off the floor, picked up by Tester. Into the hands of Matouche. Long pass in the front court to Jade Scroggins. Jade on the right wing. Bounce pass back to Matouche. Meyer open. 4-3. Got it again. Kylie Meyer, her second triple. 16-4 Toppers. If it four threes in the quarter. Greenville knows all about that from the regular season matchup. That is a deep three for Harper. Short, and the rebound down to Tester. Hillsboro hitting in all cylinders early. And Brett Deacon going to take a timeout. Tester was in trouble in the backcourt. 2:41 for the opening quarter. 16-4 Hillsboro lead. You're listening to the Elite Eight on WSMI. Following the topper timeout, Hillsboro breaks the pressure into the front court. Scroggins, strong handle. Leaves it for Rupert. Aubrey dribble drive and draws the foul. Two free throws coming for Aubrey Rupert. 2:25 opening quarter. Rupert will be at the free throw line for two tosses. That foul whistled on Taylor Smith, who's checked in for Midwest Central. 5'5 junior. Aubrey Rupert has knocked down two threes in the quarter. Toss good. 7 first quarter points for Aubrey Rupert. 17-4 Hillsboro. Second free throw. Got them both. If you would have told Hillsboro they'd be leading 18-4 and Sammy would have zero, they would have said, okay, we shall take that. Full court pressure for the toppers. Hillst into the front court. Leaves it back for Harper. On the baseline, leaves it for Teal. Gets it right to the front of the rim and lays it up and in. Good, quick first step for Megan Teal. And it's 18-6 Hillsboro. 2:05 first quarter. Meyer in trouble on the sideline. Deflected out by Hillst. And it will belong with Hillsboro. They will throw in. Free throw line extended in the front court. Rupert to throw in. Gets it off to Jade Scroggins. Jade, she's going to dribble in to a three. Left it short, and the rebound down to Midwest Central and Lane Forsberg. And now Midwest Central throws it away on the outlet. Their fourth turnover. The Raiders are sloppy early. The Toppers hitting in all cylinders. Nakia Harston and Emily Reynolds will check in. Rupert and Tester out. Hillsborough ball leading by a dozen, 18-6. 110 seconds for the opening quarter. Scroggins handles out front, and that's a five-second count. Second five-second count. We have seen one on each team. 105 seconds for quarter number one. Both student sections in full throat here tonight. Just a great atmosphere for a high school super sectional here at Illinois College. It's a sellout. Oh, dribble drive off the window. It's good for Lane Forsberg off the left side. There was no help side defense for the Toppers. Full court pressure, middle of the floor to Reynolds, off to Matouche. Sammy in the backcourt will come across the timeline. Matouche, high post feed to Harston, return pass to Sammy. Matouche gets in the heart of the lane, floats it up front of the rim, it's good. Matouche's first bucket, and it's 20-8 Hillsborough. Sammy now 1 point away from 13th all time. She is actually tied for 13th now with 2,809 points. Final minute, first quarter, Elite Eight. Up top with Megan Teal. She wants the three ball right side of the key, buried it. Megan Teal has 7 of Midwest Central's 11, and it's a 9-point lead for the Toppers. Clock running, 40 seconds, first quarter. Bounce pass to Meyer on the left wing into the hands of Jade Scroggins. Jade goes behind the back, working on Teal. Bounce pass baseline, Reynolds cut off, and she stepped out of bounds. Third Topper turnover. Comes with a half a minute for the opening quarter. What an electric start here tonight. Hillsborough jumped out. What was it, 16-4? It's 20-11 now, 20 seconds for the quarter. Here's Taylor Smith, feeds the post down to Teal, got past Matouche off the window. It's good for Megan Teal. She has 9, and Midwest Central has fought back to have it down to 7. 10 seconds for the quarter. Matouche leads for Scroggins and Jade Travel. Good defense in there by Maddie Harper. As soon as Jade turned around, there was Harper and forced the travel. 8 seconds for the quarter. And Midwest Central has the momentum right now. They will have it in the front court. Forsberg will get it in to Megan Teal. Matouche went for the steal, didn't get it. Three ball. Hills, corner pocket rejected by Meyer with 3.2 seconds for the quarter. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Midwest Central. Deep corner they will throw in. Harper looking. Gets it into Smith. Three at the horn. Around and out. No good. And that's the opening 8 minutes of this Elite Eight. After one, it is Hillsborough 20, Midwest Central 13. You're listening to the 2A Super Sectional at Illinois College on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Illinois College in Jacksonville. One quarter in the books. It was well played on both sides. 20-13 Hillsborough. Midwest Central got off to a bit of a slow start, but they rebounded nicely. They trail by just 7, and they get the basketball to start the second quarter. Big blue block IC in midcourt here in Sherman Gymnasium on the campus of Illinois College. On the baseline, dribble drive. Teal somehow stayed in bounds off the window. She missed it. Rebound to Rodemaker. No. Back tap to Midwest Central and Rodemaker, and a foul on Hillsborough. Second team foul on the Toppers. They'll get Harston with her first personal. This gym was just remodeled last year. I was here several years ago when Southwestern played in the Super Sectional. It is a different looking facility right now. Really neat, though. Open on both ends with a balcony on both into the gymnasium. Teal, three, air ball, and the rebound down to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert on the floor with Meyer, Harston, Scroggins, and Matouche. Meyer gets past her defender, down to Harston. Nakia way too strong off the window, but she tracks the rebound down and gets it to Rupert. Aubrey, around and out, no good from 16. And the rebound down to Midwest Central. Now they lose it. Harston rips it away, gets it off to Rupert. Bounce pass, Sammy, yes, and the foul. 4 for Matouche. She is now the 13th all-time leading scorer in the state of Illinois as she hit the deck hard, and she has a free throw on the way. 22-13 Toppers. 7:05 for the first half. Claire Tester in, Nakia Harston out. What great energy from Harston on that last sequence. She just wanted that basketball more. Sammy at the free throw line looking for point number 5. And she got it. Hit all the iron and went down for Matouche. Back to a double-digit lead, 23-13 for Hillsboro. Harper on the right wing leaves it for Taylor Smith. Bounced it once, picked it up. Into the hands of Teal in the right corner. Toppers man-to-man here. Megan Teal gets past Matouche on the baseline. Step through, missed it. Rebound tap to Matouche. Here comes Sammy. Full head of steam. Down the middle of the floor and is poked away from behind. They are hounding Matouche every time she touches the basketball. Here's Rademacher, 16-footer. Yes, for Grace Rademacher. Her first bucket. And it's 23-15 Hillsboro. Toppers have not trailed here tonight. Got off to that blistering start. Rupert spins away from trouble. Off to Scroggins. Meyer wants the three. Missed it this time. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Tester. Tips it to Matouche. And Sammy able to save it to Scroggins as Matouche was falling out of bounds. 18-footer. Yes for Jade Scroggins. 6 for Jade. The Toppers are knocking down perimeter shots. 25-15 Hillsboro. 6 minutes first half. Harper pulls up from deep, rimmed it out. She was about 4 feet beyond the line. She pulled up with no hesitation. Now a bad outlet pass stolen by Harper. She's going to fire the corner pocket three, blocked by Scroggins. They're going to get a foul on Jay. Are they going to call it on the shot or after the shot? Let's see. They will call it on the floor, so it will not be free throws. Substitutions for the Toppers. Emily Reynolds checking in. And for Midwest Central, Lane Forsberg returns. Meyer out for Hillsboro. Hill sits for Midwest Central. On the sideline. Rademacher gets it in the corner to Maddie Harper. The 5'7 junior. Went with the 1,000 point mark her sophomore year. With a left hand dribble. Floats it up too strong off the window. No, soft touch and down for Maddie Harper. Beautiful move right there. High off the window, hit the front rim and kicked in. 25-17, Hillsboro leads. Rupert tries to knife through a double team. Now it's kicked out to Scroggins. Open for three. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Tester put back way too strong and the rebound down to Midwest Central and Forsberg. Claire rushed that one. Teal racing into the front court. Gets it off to Forsberg. Nice move off the window. Missed it. And the rebound down to Tester. Outlet pass to Matouche. Sammy crosses over, gets to the foul line, pulls up, and back rimmed it. Rebound, though, to Hillsboro. Topper's doing good on the glass. Rupert for three. Missed it. And the rebound belongs to Midwest Central and a foul on the Toppers. Their fourth team foul. They will get Claire Tester on the personal. Up and down we go. And Midwest Central wants a timeout. 4:55 for the first half. Hillsboro 25. Midwest Central 17. You're listening to the 2A Super Sectional from Illinois College on WSMI. More postseason basketball tonight as boys regionals get underway this evening for 1A and 2A. And we'll be at the 2A Southwestern Regional coming up next for quarterfinal action. Southwestern and Staunton broadcast around 8:30. Litchfield and Gillespie broadcast for you about 9:45. All of it right here on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com. 25-17, Hillsboro leads. They got out to a 16-4 lead. Midwest Central has battled back, though. They are right in this ball game. Here's Forsberg, and a block on Rupert. That's her first, team's fifth. 4:40 for the first half of play. Both fan bases living and dying with every pass. Deep corner, they will get it in. That is Forsberg, leaves it off for Harper. She will pull up from anywhere on the floor as soon as she crosses midcourt. Here's Teal, right side of the key. Lost the handle, picks up the bounce, and miscommunication and threw it away. She thought Harper was going to go to the baseline. Harper came back out towards the midcourt stripe, and the pass is turned over. Fifth Midwest Central turnover. Scroggins gets to the baseline, cut off. Finds Tester at the foul line. Claire off the heel. Rebound, Matouche, put back good. Great position for Sammy Matouche. She has 7 and the lead back to 10. Halfway through the second quarter. Maddie Harper into the front court, crossing over behind the back, working on Scroggins. Good with the left hand, kicks to Teal. corner three, rimmed it out, almost went back down to the rebound to Tester, and then a foul on Lane Forsberg. That was a silly one on Lane with the reach in, 94 feet from the hoop. Remember, college floor, 10 extra feet on this floor. And that could be a factor for conditioning, as this is an up-and-down game right now. Feels more like a track meet. There's not been many half-court sets. Full-court press a lot of the times from both teams as Scroggins works up the floor. That pass is deflected. Jade able to track it down. Now it's loose. Scroggins picks it up between the circles into the hands of Matouche now. Sammy at the volleyball spike line being checked by Teal. High post to Tester. She will turn from 15. Knock it down. Claire Tester's first bucket. And the lead is back to a dozen for Hillsboro. When Matouche makes that high post pass, she cuts to the rim, and Midwest Central has to respect that, so they commit multiple defenders. Down to Teal, blocked and fouled by Matouche, and that's two on Sammy. That's a tough matchup for Matouche down there. Sixth team foul, but more importantly, the second on Sammy Matouche. What will take Dewey? Points to his head and tells his all-stater, be smart. Free throw is good for Megan Teal. If you remember, Sammy got two fouls in the first half against Greenville in the sectional final and played the rest of the half without picking up that third. She will have to be careful. They might have to switch her off of Megan Teal now. Teal has 10. Second toss is good. 29-19 Hillsboro, 3:15 for the first half. Matouche handling in the backcourt. She's got to be careful not to get an offensive foul here as well. You'll see that a lot of times, but the third foul comes offensively. Scroggins lost the handle as she's going to the deck, gets it to Meyer on the baseline. Tester kicks to Matouche. Open for three. Around and out, and the rebound down to Midwest Central and Forsberg. Good look that time for Matouche. Toppers with pressure in the backcourt. The Raiders break it. They come into the front court. Ball is poked away momentarily by Reynolds. Hilst gets it off. Here is Forsberg, no. Rebound to Teal. Tester goes straight up. Shot won't go, and the rebound down to Reynolds. Good rebound from Reynolds. Into the hands of Scroggins. Jade going to be trapped on the sideline. Gets back to the middle of the floor. 2.5 minutes for the first half. Dangerous pass across the floor. Meyer. Matouche. Layup. Counted and the foul. Sammy Matouche on the runner. 9 for Matouche and a free throw coming. That was a tough shot. She caught it at the right block going towards the baseline. Don't know how she got that thing off the window, but she did. And now she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. She is so good. 31-19 Toppers. Free throw for Sammy. Good. 10 points, 8 in the quarter for Matouche. 32-19 Hillsboro. 2:20, first half, Elite Eight. A trip to Redbird Arena for a Friday state semifinal on the line. Harper attacks. Yes, strong take for Maddie Harper. She has 6. Harper and Teal are a handful. Matouche in the backcourt. Keeps the dribble alive. Now leaves for Scroggins, who comes into the front court. Jade goes behind the back. Bad pass. Somehow found its way to Tester. Claire will rise up and knock it down. Claire Tester with 4. I have no idea how that pass got through the Midwest Central defenders, but it did, and Claire Tester capitalized. Forsberg on the attack, missed it. Good contest by Tester. Scroggins ahead to Matouche. Sammy, layup, missed it, gets it back, put back good. A dozen for Matouche. As Hillsboro pushing the issue, they lead by 15. After Midwest Central had it down to 7 with the ball. 90 seconds, first half. Out front with Harper. She lost the handle, tied up by Scroggins, and the Toppers have it on the arrow. Great defense from Jade Scroggins. Aubrey Rupert's going to come back in, replacing Emily Reynolds. It's been a balanced team effort here for Hillsboro. Full court pressure for Midwest Central. Then it goes to Matouche. In the backcourt with Meyer. Kylie Meyer leaves it for Scroggins. Jade now one-on-one will come across the timeline working on Hilst. Bounce pass, kicked out of there by Teal as Sammy was going backdoor. And it'll stay with Hillsboro, 73 seconds for the first half. Meyer will throw it in. Hillsboro lines everybody up along the baseline. Matouche cuts to the rim. Now she cuts back out towards the corner, and they will throw it to Sammy in the safety valve position. Matouche out by that volleyball spike line. On the left wing to Meyer. Here's Tester at the foul line. Clear gives it back to Matouche. Final minute, first half, 36-21 Toppers. In the Elite Eight. High post to Rupert at the right elbow. Back to Sammy. Into the hands of Jade. Scroggins works left side. Dribble handoff to Meyer. Kylie Meyer comes across the right side. High post to Rupert. Aubrey puts it on the floor to Tester, left elbow. Clear gives back to Rupert. Aubrey, dribble drive, kicks to Matouche. Sammy traveled. Yep. She shuffled her feet, making her move. Seventh Topper turnover. 38.6 seconds for the first half. Meyer and Rupert and Scroggins got Hillsboro off on the right foot. They scored 18 of the 20 in the first quarter. It's 36-21. They go back door, Teal off the window, around and out. Wow. A soft rollout, now a foul on Midwest Central's Taylor Smith. That was a point-blank look for Megan Teal, and I don't know how that puppy didn't go down. And you know, on this tournament trail, that has happened a lot to the Hilltopper opponents. And sometimes that can be a sign of things to come. Plains had him rattle out. Greenville had him rattle out. Now Midwest Central has it rattle out. 36-21. Toppers can hold for the final shot. 23.1 seconds for the first half. Matouche is out with those two fouls. So again, she plays without picking up number three. Rupert gets it in to Tester. Back to Aubrey. Rupert crosses over midcourt. Crosses over again. Meyer, three, left wing, got it! Kylie Meyer, her third triple of the half, and it's 39-21. Toppers, they lead by 18. Holy smokes. Down to Smith. She lost the handle, gets it back, left hand no. Down to Tester with three, and off to Meyer. Ball is loose, and that's the half. What a half for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. After two quarters in the Elite Eight, Hillsboro leads 39-21 over Midwest Central. The hot shooting Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. We're back to Illinois College in 30 seconds. An 18-point Hillsboro lead at the half. And Claire Tester, 9 rebounds in the first half, 7 of them on the defensive end. That is the leading rebounder in the game. 9 rebounds in the first half for Claire Tester here in the Elite Eight. The winner on to the Redbird Arena in the state semifinals on Friday night. That'll be a 5:30 game, and they will face the winner from the DeKalb Super Sectional, Winnebago, or Chicago Marshall. But Brett Teakin, he will have his Toppers locked in, laser focus, coming out of the locker room here. He doesn't care how big the lead is. They will have to play a solid second 16 minutes to win this Elite Eight and get on to the state semifinals. Both teams emerge from their locker rooms at the same time, and Hillsboro looks very calm coming out. We're inside of 2 minutes on the halftime clock here. Matouche walks out. She's talking to Nakia Harson. Sammy, a bottle of water and a Gatorade in her hand. You see the Toppers, a lot of them with hydration drinks in their hands here. And Hillsboro has not really been warming up before the third quarter during this postseason run, as once again they will take a seat on the bench, get a last-minute rest for what will be the most important 16 minutes of their high school careers to date. And we're talking about a team that played a triple overtime sectional semifinal and knocked off once-beaten Greenville in the sectional final. That was all to get to this point in time right here, right now. They have built themselves an 18-point lead. They must keep their aggressiveness, and that is where it's always a fine line. You can't take bad shots, but the old adage, you have to play to win. The Toppers must play to win in the second half. They cannot play not to lose. This Midwest Central team can fill it up in a hurry, and they can make that 18-point lead disappear quickly. The Raiders will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Hillsboro has Scroggins, Rupert, Matouche, Meyer, and Tester. Midwest Central has Harper, Teal, Forsberg, Rademacher, and Hilst. As the teams are ready to go, but they let the clock run down, and now we're set for the third quarter. The Hillsboro fans, they can sense it. A lot of basketball left to play. Here comes Harper on the right wing with Teal. The first couple minutes could tell the story here. Down on the block to Teal, deflected away by Matouche, and Teal will let it go out of bounds. It'll stay with Midwest Central. Matouche picked up her second foul about midway through that second quarter. Was able to get to halftime without picking up number three. That's a tough matchup for Sammy with Megan Teal. They're guarding each other on both ends of the floor. Matouche with 12, Teal with 11. In the corner it goes to Forsberg. Across the floor, almost turned over, but Rademacher able to save it. Top of the key into the hands of Hilst. Off to Teal. Drives baseline. Sammy has to let her go. Teal left it short. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Tester. That's her 10th board of the Elite Eight. Lead pass to Meyer. Kylie to Tester. Claire. And she's going to be tied up. Hillsboro will have it on the arrow. Tester probably would have been advised there to just catch the ball, stop, pivot around, and find a teammate. 7:21, third quarter. Baseline out of bounds. And it goes to Matouche. Off to Rupert, left side of the key. Back to Sammy. Matouche working on Teal, leaves it for Meyer on the right wing. Kylie Meyer finds Matouche. She'll fire from 15, around and out for Sammy, and the rebound down to Harper for Midwest Central. 1 minute gone by, third quarter. Harper crossing over Scroggins, and we have a foul on the floor. Wave off the bucket for Jade Scroggins. That'll be her second. Foul troubles would be the big concern for Hillsboro now. Scroggins with two, Matouche with two. Baseline out of bounds. Midwest Central gets it in. Harper, right wing. She wants the three. Air ball and the rebound down to Rupert. Hillsboro has shot the ball well. Midwest Central has not. And that is the difference in the game right now. Down to Tester in the right corner. She's looking for a cutter. Finds Scroggins back door. Jade couldn't handle it cleanly. And it's turned over. Scroggins fortunate there. She didn't pick up her third foul. She went diving after that ball. Rademacher across the floor to Hiltz, too tall, turned it over. Bad pass for Midwest Central. And Eric Weaver says, get up, ladies, we need full court pressure. Dompers must take care of the basketball. Meyer will throw it in, bounce pass to Scroggins. Jade in the backcourt, she is trapped in trouble. Bounce pass away to Matouche. Sammy comes to midcourt. Meyer open, 4-3. Kylie got it again. Kylie Meyer has a dozen. And when she's knocking down threes, oh, is this Hillsboro team oh so tough to beat. 42-21, the Toppers doubling up Midwest Central. Teal on the attack, missed it, but she's fouled. Two free throws for Megan Teal. Foul on Tester. Meyer hit the game-winning three against Greenville in the sectional final, and she has four triples here in the Elite Eight. 42-21, free throw for Teal, around and down. .606, third quarter. Teal, the 5'8 senior, second free throw good. She has a Baker's dozen. 42-23, Hillsboro leading with the ball. Matouche in the backcourt and a block on Teal. Midwest Central doesn't like it, but that's a clear block. Clear block. For Megan Teal, that's her third foul. That was going to be a big whistle either way. One of the stars was picking up their third. Teal will stay on Matouche. Oh, Sammy faked the spin, gets to the foul line, leaves for Meyer. Rupert, top of the key, left wing to Jade Scroggins. Jade between the circles. Rupert, right wing. Feeds the block to Tester. Claire, nice bounce, rises up, too strong. Rebound, though, picked up by Tester. That's number 11 all the night. She wheels around, finds Matouche, layup, blocked, foul. They will get Forsberg on the foul and free throws for Matouche. 42-23 Toppers. Sammy is eight away from being 12th all-time on the Illinois scoring list. Free throw, good. 13 now for Sammy. 42-23. Macy Blankenship will check in for the Toppers, replacing Claire Tester. Matouche doing her thing. Kylie Meyer, though, the hero right now. She has four threes, and they've been big ones. Set the tone early, hit a big one at the end of the half, and now a big one to start the third quarter. And Matouche knocks down the second toss. She has 14. 44-23 Hillsboro. They led 20-13 after one, 39-21 at the half. It's now 44-23. Topper fans making some noise. Harper, some slick handles out front. Leaves it for Taylor Smith in the corner to Rademacher. She wants an 18-footer off the heel, no, and the rebound down to Jade Scroggins. into the hands of Matouche. Sammy off to Jay. Scroggins. Meyer. Can she do it again? No. Rebound, though, off of Matouche as she was battling Teal. That'll belong to Midwest Central. Belt coming in. If Meyer and Rupert were knocking down shots, that would be a good sign for Hillsborough. Has been all year. And they came out and knocked down shots in the first quarter. Both hit two threes in the opening quarter. Set the tone. Back door, Teal, nice catch over Blankenship. Then good defense by Macy with the rejection. Teal gets it back off the window. It's good. 15 for Megan Teal. Blankenship did a good job to play defense without fouling there. Rupert off to Scroggins. Jade kicks to Meyer. Bad pass and threw it away. She led Kylie a little bit too much. Meyer was getting her feet set for a wide open three ball, but the pass from Jade sailed a little bit on Kylie. 4:35, third quarter. 44-25, Toppers lead. Maddie Harper into the front court for Midwest Central. She's going to pull up for a three. Missed it off the mark. Rebound down to Meyer. Tied up by Hilst. And it'll belong to the Raiders on the error. Meyer wasn't strong enough there. I don't think she saw Emily Hilst behind her. Who got the tie up. Baseline out of bounds for Midwest Central. Maddie Harper. Looking. Needs to get it in. Oh, does so nicely to Hilst. Rejected by Meyer. Hilst gets it back. She's in trouble on the baseline. Deflected away by Matouche. It'll stay with Midwest Central. The Raiders playing without Anna Miller, their 5'11 junior. She hurt her ankle in the practice in the lead-up to the sectional championship. She's not even dressed tonight. In the corner with Teal. Out front with Emily Hilst. Oh, she bounced it off her knee out of bounds. That was a nervous turnover right there. 8 on Midwest Central. 4:11, third quarter. And the Raiders have had a number of those here tonight. Not forced by the Topper defense, but the unforced there. Scroggins into the front court. Jade, left wing, picks up the dribble, pivots around, and a foul on Emily Hilst. She hacked Jade right across the forearm. Jade Scroggins, one of the big differences in this team from a year ago. She missed most of the year with an injury. She's the floor general. Now Sammy to work off the ball. And now we've got what? Offensive on Scroggins. She just leveled Megan Teal with the forearm shiver. That'll make Aaron Duff proud right there. Topper football coach, 3:57 third quarter, 44-25. That's the third foul on Scroggins. The Topper fans think it was a flop. One of the students demonstrates that over in the Topper way. Here's Rademacher, corner pocket, yes. Long two for Grace Rademacher. She has four. It's 44-27 Hillsborough. 3:35 third quarter. Matouche will slow it up in the backcourt. Now she comes across the timeline. Keeps the dribble alive. Intense pressure from Midwest Central. Toppers have handled it pretty well. Sammy goes behind the back. Top of the key. That pass is tipped and stolen. Great hands by Teal. Now Megan, the other way. Left-hand layup. Good. 17 for Megan Teal. A 15-point lead for the Toppers. Aubrey Rupert into the front court. Hounded. Gets it off to Scroggins. Jade. Dribble drive. Rejected. And it'll be out of bounds to Hillsborough. Maddie Harper came over for the block. Harston and Reynolds checking in for Hillsborough. Forsberg in for Midwest Central. It'll be Blankenship and Scroggins out. Jade has those three fouls. Baseline out of bounds. Matouche will throw it in. Miscommunication, threw it away. Rupert turned her back. Here comes Harper the other way. Left wing, check that. That was Smith. Now she leaves it for Teal. Off the window, missed it. Rebound down to Harston, lost it. Smith gets it back, puts it up and in. Nope, that's Megan Teal. She has 19. 44-31, Midwest Central on a little bit of a run. Hillsborough needs to slow down, and Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 2:46 for the third quarter. Hillsborough 44, Midwest Central 31. Back to the Elite Eight at Illinois College following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Illinois College for this Elite Eight. 44-31, Toppers leading. They have the basketball. They had them doubled up in this quarter at 41-21. It's now 44-31. Down to Harston, tipped away. It'll stay with the Toppers. A team like Midwest Central will not go quietly. The defensive intensity has been there all night, but it's probably even up another notch or two here in the third quarter. Matouche gets it out to Meyer. Back to Sammy. Matouche turns the corner. Part of the lane. Keeps the bounce alive. Forces it up off the window. Missed it. Rebound belongs to Midwest Central. Maddie Harper in the backcourt. Lost the handle but gets it back. 2:20, quarter number three. A 13-point lead for Hillsboro. They led by 21 not that long ago. Harper dribble drive, floats it up, missed it. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Teal at the foul line. She'll fire, 4-3, got it. Megan Teal with 22, and the lead is down to 10. Full court pressure, Harston, bad pass, stolen. Picked off by Taylor Smith. Midwest Central has the momentum right now. Minute 50, third quarter. Harper leaves it for Smith. She wants the three. Left it short. Rebound down to Emily Reynolds. Big rebound. Gets it away to Matouche. Sammy ahead to Meyer. Kylie Meyer. Bounce pass to Rupert. Aubrey picks up the dribble. Leaves for Sammy. Matouche. Wild shot. Middle lane. Missed it. Reynolds follow and free throws for Emily Reynolds. 93 seconds, third quarter. Toppers are sped up a little bit right now because of the Midwest Central pressure. Not getting good shots and turning the basketball over. And a foul went on Forsberg, her third. Reynolds at the free throw line. Toss for Emily. No good. First miss of the night from the charity stripe. Tester and Scroggins return. Harston and Rupert out. It was 42-21. They had him doubled up. Second free throw for Reynolds. Yeah, didn't get that one. That thing spun out. And on the rebound, we have a foul on Hillsboro. That's Matouche. That's her third. That was not a good idea from Sammy. Tried to do a little bit too much right there. Oh, no, wait a minute. They called it on Megan Teal, not Sammy Matouche. That's the fourth on Teal. The Midwest Central fans are not happy. The fourth on Teal. That's a big whistle. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Into Matouche, and they turned it over. Outlet to Harper. She's got a runaway. Poked away by Meyer off of Scroggins out of bounds. It'll stay with Midwest Central. A minute 27, third quarter. All the momentum right now with the Lady Raiders of Midwest Central. Here's Rodemaker, top of the key. Harper, deep three, missed it. Rebound to Matouche, and out of bounds, it'll be Hillsboro ball. There should have been a foul there. They didn't call the foul, and so they'll give the ball to Hillsboro. That's exactly what happened right there. Matouche got hammered, no whistle. The ball was off of her out of bounds, but the official gave it to Sammy and the Toppers. Now Matouche, midcourt. It's a runaway, breakaway, up and down for Vizzy Deuce. 16 for Matouche. 46-34 Toppers. 70 seconds, third quarter. Forsberg in the corner to Hilst. On the baseline, pivots, middle of the lane, rises up, off the window. It's good for Emily Hilst. Her first bucket. Back to a 10-point lead to the Toppers. Clock running, final minute, third quarter. Into Jade Scroggins in the backcourt. Man pressure. She will race up the sideline. Jade, bounce pass, bad pass to Tester, and it is off of Midwest Central. Toppers fortunate there. Hillsboro getting loose with the basketball. 44.1 seconds for the quarter. Meyer on the baseline. Looking. Will lob it out to Matouche. Sammy. Well, this is a physical basketball game, as you would expect in the Elite Eight. Matouche across the floor to Meyer. Kylie holding on the left wing. Bad spacing. Tester and Reynolds in the same spot. Claire Tester has it on the left wing. Reynolds on the baseline. Emily out front to Meyer. Right wing to Matouche. 23 seconds. Sammy wants the three. Got it! Sammy Matouche has 19 points. That's the big one. She's tied now for 12th on the state's all-time list, but what a big shot. Toppers up 13. Here's Harper on the attack. Count it and the foul. Maddie Harper, my goodness. 8 for Harper on the big-time finish, and that's the fourth personal on Jade Scroggins. That was an impressive finish for Maddie Harper. Scroggins had her hands all over her, and she was able to muscle it up from about 10 feet out and bank it off the window. Free throw. Good. Nine for Harper. Midwest Central will not go quietly. Now Matouche in trouble in the backcourt. She is fouled by Grace Rademacher with 7.2 for the quarter. Hillsboro led 42-21 early in this quarter. It is down to a 10-point lead. Feels that the Toppers are hanging on for dear life, facing all-out pressure from Midwest Central. Scroggins playing with four in the backcourt, in trouble. Just muscles it up at the horn and no. After three, it is Hillsboro 49, Midwest Central 39. A trip to the state semifinals on the line when we come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville as we go to the money quarter. Hillsboro clinging to a 10-point lead, 49-39. They led 42-21 early in that third quarter, and Midwest Central has made a furious comeback. Toppers get the basketball to start the money quarter. Into the hands of Matouche. She has 19. Sammy handling out front. Keeps the bounce alive in the corner. Goes to Kylie Meyer. Meyer back to Sammy. 7:50 to decide who will play in the state semifinals at Redbird Arena on Friday. Matouche open for three. Buried it! Oh, Sammy with 22. 52-39, and she is now 12th all-time in the state in terms of career scoring. And what a big three ball that is. She don't care one bit about the individual numbers. She wants the Toppers at Redbird Arena on Friday night. Dribble drive. Forsberg missed it. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Smith. Wild shot, no, and the rebound down to Matouche. Now Hillsboro needs to slow it up and take their time. Be aggressive, but patient. Tester at the foul line. Backdoor, Sammy, and she's got free throws coming. What a pass from Claire Tester. Matouche had Raiders all over her, and somehow Tester able to thread the needle and get Matouche to the free throw line. The foul on Emily Hilst, her second. Boys regional play coming up next here on FM 106 from Southwestern. The Piasaw Birds and the Bulldogs, Litchfield and Gillespie. Toss, no good, back rimmed it. Those broadcast next here on WSMI. And then more regional basketball tomorrow night. We'll be at Neoga for Nokomis' regional semifinal. And then back at Southwestern for a regional semifinal. Busy week here on your sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106. Toss, good. Sammy gets one out of two. She has 23 for the ball game. More importantly, a 14-point lead for the Toppers. 7 minutes for the Elite Eight. Maddie Harper. Crossing over. Nice little dribble drive. Oh, the scoop shot is good for Harper. She has a plethora of moves. Great handle and the ability to finish. Matouche in the backcourt. Sammy working right side. Goes behind her back. Gets in the heart of the lane. Kicks. Rupert. Long two. Left it short. And the rebound down to Midwest Central and Taylor Smith. She gets it away to Forsberg. Racing into the front court. To the foul line. Cut off. In the corner. Teal fakes the three, fakes it again. Now to Harper. She's wide open. 2 feet behind the line. Candid. Maddie Harper with 14, and it's 53-44. Single digits. And this is as close as Midwest Central has been the entire second half. Matouche at the foul line. Rises up. Left it. Oh, it went down. It hit all the iron and went down. The soft touch of Sammy Matouche. 55-44 Hillsboro. 6 minutes for the Elite Eight. Harper spinning at the foul line. A runner missed it off the heel. Rebound is off of Forsberg. It is Hillsboro ball. Every time Midwest Central has threatened, Sammy Matouche has had an answer. Full court pressure. Rupert gets it into Meyer. Right back to Aubrey. Middle of the floor to Sammy. She will let the Raiders clear out. Now she comes across the timeline being pressured by Emily Hilst. Teal has four fouls, so she can't guard Sammy anymore. High post to Tester. Claire turns, faces, bounce pass to Rupert. Out front to Matouche. 5.5 for the Elite Eight. 55-44 Hillsboro. Matouche out between the circles. Being hounded, picked up her dribble, gets it off to Tester, top of the key. Claire right back to Sammy. Matouche fouled by Hilst. Midwest Central has nothing to lose now. They have to be ultra-aggressive on the defensive end. They are over the limit eighth team foul, so free throws the rest of the way for Hillsboro. Matouche tonight at the foul line is 4 out of 5. Has to make the first to get the second. Toss is good. 26 for Sammy. She has gone over 30 in all but one of Hillsboro's postseason games, and go figure, that was the triple overtime game. I think she scored 23 that night. Had 38 and 36 in the regional semi and championship game, then had 30 in the sectional final. She's on 26 points right now, a 12-point lead. This to get it back to 13. Toss, good. So smooth, so good. 27 for Matouche, 57-44. Hillsboro leads. Maddie Harper goes behind the back. Boy, she is slick with the basketball. Across the floor, Smith. That is a deep three, left it short. Rebound is tipped around off of Rupert. It'll belong to Midwest Central. Midwest Central, they are taking deep threes, 2-3 feet behind the arc. Harper has hit some. She has unlimited range, it would appear. Forsberg on the left wing. Man-to-man for the Toppers. Forsberg tripped up, lost the basketball, picked up by Tester. Off to Rupert. Aubrey dribbles around to midcourt, leaves it back for Matouche. Sammy across the timeline, high post to Tester. Now Matouche, top of the key, has the basketball back. 4:45 for the Elite Eight. Reynolds on the left wing. Feeds the post down to Tester. Claire Wild left-handed shot, missed it. Not the shot Hillsboro is looking for there. That gives Brett Teakin a sour look on his face. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Harper crosses over behind the back. Meyer with the defense. Left wing to Smith. Faked the three. Reynolds got up in her grill and forced her to pull it down. Now Teal will take the three. And she missed it. Rebound down to Tester. Another rebound for Claire Tester. He's probably nearing 13 or 14 boards now. Had 9 at the half. We approach the midway point of the money quarter in the Elite Eight. 57-44 Toppers. Matouche leaves it for Rupert between the circles. Aubrey Rupert back to Sammy, being checked by Grace Rademacher. Matouche, a runner, and what do we have? Offensive on Matouche. Third on Sammy, 15th turnover. That was a good call. 3:57 for the ball game. And Jade Scrogg is going to check back in with 4. We have a timeout taken by Midwest Central. By Hillsboro, 3:57 for the ball game. Toppers 57, Midwest Central 44. A trip to Redbird Arena on the line when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro trying to hang on here tonight in the Super Sectional at Illinois College. Tim Mize with you on FM 106. Toppers have led by as many as 21. Right now it's 57-44. They came out on fire. And now Midwest Central trying to make the furious comeback in the corner with Smith. Drives the baseline, knocked away by Matouche. Saved to Tester. Oh, Sammy Matouche right on the spot. 3:40 ball game. Toppers with a 13-point lead and the basketball. Oh, they can smell Redbird Arena now. Got to take care of business, got to handle the pressure. Matouche out front. The Raiders are over the limit. Hillsboro, no turnovers, make your foul shots. You'll be tough to catch. That ball's jarred loose. It'll stay with the Toppers. Midwest Central extremely quick out on the perimeter. They really do a nice job of staying in front of the ball handlers. Hills back in for Midwest Central. Smith out. Toppers, sideline trigger, get it into Jade Scroggins in the backcourt. Jade comes into the front court, now slows it up. Off to Meyer on the left wing, into the hands of Aubrey Rupert. Rupert wants the baseline cut off, spins away, dangerous pass out to Matouche. Sammy went and met the basketball very nicely to save the possession. 3 minutes ball game, 57-44 Hillsboro. Claire Tester way out on the right wing. Bounce pass, deflected away, but right to Rupert. That could be a good sign for the Toppers. Scroggins out front, being hand-checked by Hills, no whistle. It's been a good physical ball game, and now Jade is fouled. 2:45 for the ball game. 57-44, still one in bonus on the ninth team foul. Jade Scroggins hit those big free throws in the sectional final against Greenville. Now she's at the line for big tosses here. Different type of pressure now. Free throw. Got it. 7 for Scroggins. She had 4 huge first quarter points. 18 of the 20 first quarter points scored by toppers other than Sammy Matouche. Now Sammy has 27. Free throw. Got a ball. Jade Scroggins, 2 big tosses. 15-point lead. In a normal game, you feel good about a 15-point lead with 2:40 to play. In the Elite Eight, until it says triple zeros, you don't feel good about nothing. Corner. Hills rejected by Rupert. Picked up by Tester. Ripped away. Now a jump ball. And Midwest Central has it on the arrow. 2:32 for the ball game. Hillsboro has played a wonderful basketball game here tonight. That pass is deflected, then a foul on Matouche. That is her 4th. Just about a half step behind that pass intended for Teal. So Teal with 4, Sammy with 4. 2:29 to play in the Elite Eight. Into Teal, left wing. Out to Harper at the volleyball spike line. She might shoot from there. She will shoot from there, and she will miss it from there. Rebound saved, but right to Rupert. Into the hands of Jade Scroggins. Toppers in a good spot now. 15-point lead and the ball. Scroggins. Meyer. Down to Tester. Bounce pass. Rupert. Layup off the window. It's good for Aubrey. She has 10. And Hillsboro can feel it now. 2 minutes for the Elite Eight. 61-44 Toppers. Teal, 3. Missed it. Rebound down to Tester. Claire will get it off to Rupert. Into the hands of Jade. 110 seconds for the Elite Eight. Scroggins into the front court. Picks up the dribble. Pivots around. Finds Rupert in a foul on Midwest Central. That puts him over the limit. 107 seconds to play. Jade Scroggins will be at the free throw line. Terry Tote was confident the Toppers would be playing in Redbird Arena come Friday night. Toss, good. And like usual, T-Tote was right. 62-44 Toppers, 107 seconds to play. Awesome. Toss, that one's short, almost airballed it. Clock running, 105 seconds. On the baseline, Hilst kicks out. Teal hesitates on the 3. Now she'll drive to the rim. Hillsboro lets her go. Layup is good for Megan Teal. She has 24, and Midwest Central takes a timeout. 95 seconds for the Elite Eight. Hillsboro 62, Midwest Central 46. We'll come back to Illinois College following these messages on WSMI. Jordan Gregg just got the I Believe We Will Win chant started from the Topper student section during that break. A minute 35 to play, 62-46. Toppers lead. They have the basketball in the backcourt facing full court pressure. The official tells Aubrey Rupert she can run the baseline. They will go over the top to Meyer, and she is fouled by Teal. That's number 5 on the senior Megan Teal. She's going to foul out. What a career. She will get a standing ovation for the Midwest Central fan. She will finish with 24. What a ball player, Megan Teal. Looks like her career will come to a close tonight. She gets a nice round of applause from the Midwest Central fans. Even some of the Hillsboro fans rise and applaud. Kylie Meyer at the free throw line with 93 seconds to play. She has a dozen, all on threes. Free throw, good. 13 for Kylie. She has hit big triples this entire postseason run. They started at the Southwestern Regional, won their own sectional, and they're going to knock off Midwest Central here tonight. Both free throws good for Meyer. From Piasaw to Hillsboro to Jacksonville, final stop, Redbird Arena. 85 seconds and a turnover picked up by Meyer. 64-46. Matouche fouled in the backcourt. They were there in 2006 and won it all. They lost with that state championship team in the Super in 2007. And in the year where they honored the great Hope Schulte-Pankow earlier this year, the Toppers are going to go to state and Teague will empty his bench. Maddie Rupert's going to check in. We will have, I believe, Sheridan Lyrilla checking in with Matush at the free throw line as Tester and Scroggins and Rupert and Meyer all with a big group hug. Now to midcourt, Matush at the free throw line. Looking for points 28 and 29. There's 28. Lyrilla in. Haley Major in. Vanessa Compton in. Macy Blankenship in. Big hugs for Teak, Bobby Allen, and the Toppers on the sideline. The Toppers are going to state. As Sammy Matush getting serenaded with MVP chants. 28 for Matush. She makes this, she will come out to a rousing ovation. Toss good. 29 for the great Matush. She will check out. She will get a big hug from Bobby Allen. A big hug from Brett Teakin. Big hugs and handshakes from her teammates. 80 seconds for the Elite Eight. And Hillsboro will play Friday night at Redbird Arena in state semifinal number one at 5:30. We'll have live coverage right here on FM 106. A dominating performance from the Toppers here tonight. They made shots early and never looked back. Midwest Central made a couple different runs, but the Toppers always had an answer. Never got within closer to seven. Got down to nine at one point in the second half after Hillsboro led by 21. Toppers will get the winner of the Marshall-Winnebago game. And Tito tells me that Chicago Marshall leading in that super sectional at DeKalb. And that would be the Toppers' opponent Friday night. How about that? 66-46 Hillsboro. Out front with Haley Major. What a moment here for these reserves for Hillsboro. Getting to play the final minute of the Elite Eight. Maddie Rupert brings it across the head of the key. Hesitation bounce. Gets to the right block. Rejected. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Hillsboro. Hillsboro made the shots early. That really set the tone. Midwest Central was a bit shaky to start, turning the basketball over, not making shots. Hillsboro came out on fire. Two threes in the quarter for Rupert for 8 points. Meyer had two threes for 6 points in the opening quarter. Here's Maddie Rupert at the head of the key. Leaves it for Sheridan Lyrilla. Sheridan on the baseline. Cut off. Bounce pass out to Compton. Check that, Rupert. Into the hands now of Major. Haley rises from the elbow. Knock it down. Haley Major. She gets a bucket in the Elite Eight. Clock running. 5 seconds. The Toppers will play in the state semifinals on Friday night. Hillsboro headed to the Final Four. They beat Midwest Central 68-46. The Topper fans will rush the floor. The players will mob each other. What an awesome scene here at Illinois College. And now Brett Teakin goes and gets his players away and tells them to go shake hands with Midwest Central. Awesome. Hillsboro, the triple overtime winner against Pleasant Plains in the sectional semifinal. The come-from-behind win against Greenville in the sectional final. And then they lead wire to wire here tonight against Midwest Central. They win it 68-46. We'll be talking to Brett Teakin and the victorious Toppers when we come back with the postgame. Hillsboro headed to state. You're listening to WSMI. The Toppers posing underneath the hoop with their super sectional championship plaque. A wire-to-wire victory here in the Elite Eight for Hillsboro, and they are going back to state for the first time since 2006 when they brought home the championship. They will most likely be facing Chicago Marshall in that state semifinal, but you know what? When you get to the state semifinal, you don't care one bit who you are playing. We'll be talking to Brett Teakin coming up in a few moments, also, of course, to the victorious Toppers as well. And you think about this senior group. We talk about it all the time on the Sports Saturday program. Junior high success does not equate to high school success. It just does not. But this is a senior group that won state in seventh grade, won state in eighth grade, had some heartbreaks their first 3 years, and here they are, their senior year, been playing basketball together since the third grade, and they will end their high school careers at Redbird Arena this coming weekend. Awesome. We will have live coverage Friday night, 5:30. They will play semifinal number one, 5:30 Friday night. We'll have live coverage right here on WSMI FM 106, streaming online at WSMIradio.com. Hillsboro going to state. They beat Midwest Central 68-46. 29 points for Sammy Matouche, 14 for Kylie Meyer, 10 for Aubrey Rupert, 9 for Jade Scroggins, 4 for Claire Tester, 2 for Haley Major. And the tone of this game was really set in the opening quarter. Rupert and Meyer both came out knocking down shots. Rupert had 8 in the quarter. Meyer had 6. Scroggins had 4. They jumped out to a 16-4 lead with Sammy only scoring 2 points in the opening quarter. And when Matouche can score 2 points in a quarter in an Elite 8 game, and they're winning by a dozen in that quarter, by 7 at the end of the quarter, I think that just allows the entire Hillsborough team to just kind of relax a little bit and say, you know what? We're winning this game. And the All-Stater has been quiet point-wise. She does so many other things to help a team win a basketball game. And then she winds up with 27 points over the final 3 quarters. And when Midwest Central made a couple different runs, and they did make a couple different runs, they were down by 21 in the 3rd quarter, got it down to 9 at one point. But every time they thought maybe, just maybe, they could come all the way back, Sammy Matouche said, I do not think so. Not tonight. I remember talking to them after the regional final, after the sectional final. We refuse to lose. That was their mantra all year long. Refuse to lose. Unfinished business. That's what the Toppers did all season long, and they are going to cash it in with a trip to the state tournament Friday night. Unbelievable. Another electric atmosphere here tonight at Illinois College. Nothing quite like we saw at Hillsborough last week, but this was a sellout crowd, probably 1,500 strong in the gymnasium here tonight. And Midwest Central is a very good team, but Hillsborough just flat played better here tonight. They shot the basketball better. They took care of the basketball better. Midwest Central made a couple of furious rallies. They really amped up their defensive pressure, forced Hillsborough into some turnovers, got them sped up maybe at times, but that's the benefit of having a big lead. Hillsborough led by 18 at the half, and when you have that type of halftime lead, it really forces the opponent to have to catch up, to have to play ultra-aggressive. And to Hillsborough's credit, they bent a little bit in the second half, but they came nowhere close to breaking as they are headed to the state tournament, a 68-46 victory over Midwest Central. We will take a break. We'll come back with more from Illinois College. The Toppers are state-bound in 2019. Tim Mize back here at Illinois College. The Hillsborough Hilltoppers are headed to state. And Jade Scroggins, how does that sound? The Toppers headed to state.
It sounds amazing. Definitely heard it before, and I'm glad I can hear it again.
This was an intense basketball game as Midwest Central brought crazy pressure all night long. What was it like dealing with that?
I knew it was going to be chaotic, and we were told they were going to double team so that I wasn't going to be able to do my spin move, and I kind of rely on that if they cut me off or my behind the back. So I just had to make sure to keep my eyes up and look for my teammates, and stay under control was the main part. Stay calm, know that they were going to do it, and that's what we did.
What was the message at halftime? You guys were up 18 points at the half. What was the mood in the locker room?
It was definitely exciting, but right off the bat we were like, hey, we got to come out and do that again for another 16 minutes because it doesn't matter if we did that in the first 16 minutes. What matters if we do it in the second and continue to do it and just put the game away. So we couldn't come out too confident. We just knew we had to do the same thing, execute like we always do.
You guys looked comfortable on this floor. I was paying attention during the warm-ups. You guys were knocking down a lot of shots warming up, and boy, you guys came out on fire. You're knocking down shots. Kylie's knocking down shots. Aubrey's knocking down shots to start the game.
Yeah, it definitely felt amazing, and even for my teammates, when they put in the shots like that, I even felt just as if I did it because it meant equal to me just to see the ball go through the net, and it was working the whole game. It just was amazing. Like,
it has to be an absolutely unbelievable feeling. You missed last year with an injury. We know how the season ended. You guys have had unfinished business all year, and to get to state, what a ride it's been, Jade. I mean, a triple overtime win, a come-from-behind win against a second-ranked team in the state, and then wire to wire, you guys never trailed tonight.
Yeah, that was. I was definitely thankful for that because we had trailed in the past, mm-hmm. and Teak's just like, "Hey, girls, what do you say we come out and not lose 11-2 right off the start? Let's start off with getting the lead." And we were like, "Hey, that sounds like a good idea." And we're like, "Let's get it from the start." But even if we didn't, we told ourselves we've came back before, so either way, our attitude was just going to be positive, and we told ourselves, "Let's go out and get this."
And you guys went out and got it, no doubt about it. And obviously, this is very fresh, but what are you thinking about playing Friday night at Redbird Arena?
I'm just going to think about, like, the floor. Like, it's going to be an amazing feeling knowing that I'm going to be playing basketball on ISU Redbird floor. Like, oh, it's going to be so amazing. The court's going to be so big. The bleachers, just everything. Playing in an arena like that, knowing that all of our hard work has paid off and finally this is it. This is what we're experiencing right now.
Just remember, the court will be no bigger than it was tonight.
Right.
It's like a Hoosiers thing. You go out and measure the rim. It's still 10 foot tall, 94 feet long. You
yes.
guys are going to do fantastic. And for your senior group, you won state in 7th grade. You won state in 8th grade. And to cap your career off at Redbird Arena, you can't end it any better.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to take it all the way, hopefully get to the championship. I know we've got it in us. I mean, we came out tonight stronger than I think we ever have. Yeah. And our team chemistry just along the way keeps getting better and stronger, and we're definitely becoming closer, and that's what we need at the end of the season to bring us through.
Jade Scroggins, congratulations.
Thank you.
See you at Redbird Arena.
All right, see ya.
The Lady Hilltoppers are headed to state. Brett Teakin has made his way up, and Teak, there was no getting behind tonight. A wire-to-wire victory, and you guys are going to Redbird Arena.
Yeah, we got off to a hot start. Kylie, Aubrey, Jade, hitting threes for us there. It reminded me a little bit of the Pleasant Plains game. They were really concentrating on Sammy, and the other girls just got off to a hot start, and they didn't score with us like Pleasant Plains did, and we were able to build a lead.
That first quarter really, in a lot of ways, proved to be the difference. You guys came out hot. They maybe were a little bit unsettled in the environment. They had some turnovers early, and you guys made them pay for those turnovers. 20 points in the first quarter, Teak. 18 of them scored by players other than Sammy.
Wow. Yeah, I knew they don't have the scoreboards up here with the individual scores, so we didn't exactly know who all was scoring. Well, we knew other people were scoring. We knew Sammy wasn't scoring a lot. But that's the thing about this team. Other people score, then you got the All-Stater that they got to guard them, and she'll take it to the hole or shoot from the perimeter or whatever she needs to do.
I mean, they were committing three bodies to her, especially yeah. in the first part of that game, and we've talked about it throughout the year. That's the difference this year, and I mentioned it before the game. If Kylie's hitting threes and Aubrey's hitting threes, you guys are going to be in a good spot, and right out of the gate, it happened.
Yeah, every coach has got to decide, okay, if you're going against a good offensive team, who or what are we going to try to take away? And it usually starts with Sammy, and we're going to try to take Sammy away. And these other girls this year have just stepped up and are knocking down shot after shot. And then a coach has to adjust and say, okay, we can't just take Sammy away. We're going to have to guard them all. And then, like I said, Sammy gets going a little bit later.
You guys play such a tough schedule year in, year out. This year may be tougher than even in years past with some of the quality opponents. You still haven't lost to a 2A team.
No, we haven't yet. That's something we've kind of been talking about all year. We said earlier, you know, if we don't ever lose to a 2A team, you know what that means? Yeah, you're state champs. Got a lot of work to do yet, though.
A lot of work to do. Looks like you're going to play Chicago Marshall on Friday night. But you know what it takes to win those two games at Redbird Arena. So you have the experience to lead this team in there coming on Friday. What will you tell them about the experience? I mean, you have to enjoy it, you have to take it in, but you also want to go up there and win the whole thing.
Well, a lot of the same things that I was telling them going into tonight, I told them, I know you guys at home are probably with your parents, have been making plans for next weekend, and that's fine, but whenever we get in the locker room, whenever we're at practice yesterday and preparing and get on the floor, you got to be 100% totally focused for those 32 minutes, and then we'll worry about where we're at after that.
And, you know, in 2006, you won it all. 2007, basically the same team, you lost in the Super Sectional. So you know how hard it is to get to Redbird Arena. And this group of kids, they won state in junior high, 7th and 8th grade. But we know that doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot when you get to the varsity level. So for these senior kids now to get to experience Redbird Arena, awesome.
Yeah, and that's something kind of reiterated throughout the years, that just because you do something in junior high, you're going against just teams in 8th graders or just 7th graders. And whenever you get to the varsity high school level, you're going against the best schools have in 4 classes. So you can't just assume just because that happened at one level, it's going to happen at the next level. And this year we have put it all together and like a sense of urgency that this is it for them. And they've made the most of it. They've gone as long as you can go in a season.
That's right. A game like tonight proves how battle-tested you were, because they made a couple runs at you. Good teams always make runs. And you got up 21 in the third quarter, and then seemingly in the blink of an eye, it was down to 9. But every time, you guys had an answer.
Yeah. It takes so much out of you to come back. But the girls, they wanted to just keep pushing it. I was trying to get them to slow down a little bit and use the clock a little bit and get good shots. But sometimes they get a green light, they think, and they're just trying to push it and push it and push it. And it led us into some turnovers and some easy buckets for them. Then we kind of was able to catch our breath with the end of the third quarter and went out and played the way we had the first two quarters in the fourth quarter.
Brett Tekin, you guys are headed back to state. It's been a magical year. You're 29-5, and if you get to 30-5, you're playing for the state championship.
That's right.
Teek, we'll see you Friday night, sir.
All right, we'll be there.
All right.
Thank you.
WSMI will be there as well, live 5:30 Friday night right here on WSMI FM 106. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers will play in the state semifinals as some of the other toppers are making their way up here to our broadcast position. And Sammy Matouche looks like she's going to be the first to put on the headset. And Sammy, you finished with 29 points tonight. And when I talked to you after the sectional final, I said, you're going to state in the three-point contest, but you want to take the rest of the toppers with you, and you got it done.
For sure.
What's the feeling like?
The feeling is amazing. I can't even describe it. It feels so good.
You guys have put so much work in as a team. Individually, you guys have all put in the work. So when you see the culmination tonight in an atmosphere like this, you will end your career at Redbird Arena.
I know. It's literally amazing.
And that game tonight was intense. Midwest Central, they were pressuring all over the floor, but you guys never wavered.
We just had to keep our calm and just weather the storm. We knew they were going to send double teams at us, and we just had to find the open person without throwing the ball away.
Sometimes they send triple teams at you, and in the first quarter, you had just 2 points, but boy, your teammates knocked down shots early, and that really set the tone.
Yeah, it was. They couldn't guard just me. They had to guard everyone else, and then that ended up opening stuff up for me.
And you wind up with 27 over the last three quarters, and at one point, you guys were up 21 in the third quarter. Midwest Central got it down to 9, and you came down and with no hesitation drilled the 3 from the top of the key, and it was almost like you're not coming back on us.
Basketball is a game of runs. I mean, even if we get up 21 points, they're going to have their own little run. We just have to be able to stop it and switch the momentum towards in our favor.
And there was a nice game within the game tonight between you and Megan Teal. What was it like going really tit for tat with her?
Yeah, she's a really good player. You can't take anything away from her. And it was honestly a little bit tough to guard her because she could either shoot the 3 or drive in, and I ended up with 4 fouls. So I couldn't really guard her at the end. And
this has been a magical run. You guys were down in the first half to Southwestern in the regional final, came back. Obviously the triple overtime thriller against Plains. Down in the first half early to Greenville. Never trailed tonight.
Yeah, it's like we were a different team almost.
As you've looked back now at this season, we've talked about it several different times, unfinished business. And still, you want to win the whole thing. But getting to Redbird Arena is a huge deal.
Yeah, that was our third or fourth step, but we're not done yet.
Not done yet. Sammy Matouche, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
See you on Friday. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers will play Chicago Marshall in the state semifinals on Friday night at 5:30. We'll have live coverage on WSMI FM 106. And Aubrey Rupert, what is the feeling right now going on inside? No words. You came out early with Kylie Meyer and knocked down 3-pointers in that first quarter. You hit 2, Kylie hit 2, and that really seemed to set the tone for you guys.
Yes.
as I was watching you guys warm up, you were making shots in warm up. Not always when you make shots in warm up does it translate to the game, but it certainly did tonight for you. Just talk about the adjustment to the bigger floor, the rims, and knocking down the shots.
It really didn't feel like a bigger floor. Mm-hmm. It just felt like a regular floor, and I just elbow in, shoot it.
Keep it simple.
Yep.
This was a game tonight where you guys were facing crazy pressure all over the floor. So talk about dealing with that pressure from Midwest Central tonight.
Well, I think we dealt with it well, actually. No one really pressures us, but when we see pressure, I think that we can handle it.
You know, when every kid who plays basketball dreams about going to the state tournament, very few get to have that dream realized. You guys had the success at junior high, so there was a lot of expectations for you guys coming in to your high school careers. And what does it feel like to know that no matter what happens, your final high school game will be played at Redbird Arena?
Well, when we were little, we always dreamed to play on that, and winning state in 7th and 8th grade and going to see the high school players play there, like, we always wanted to do it, and now that we are going to do it, we're so pumped.
Oh, yeah. It was an awesome game. Just, it's been a magical ride, and we'll see you Friday night, Aubrey.
See ya.
Aubrey Rupert of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers as they are headed to the Final Four in the state tournament at Redbird Arena, and here comes Kylie Meyer. And Kylie, you've been hitting big shots this entire postseason run, and you had some more big ones tonight. Talk about the shots you hit in the first quarter.
I'm so glad they went in, honestly. It was a good momentum starter, and it really got us up and on and we were on fire.
You absolutely were on fire right out of the gates. You hit two, Aubrey hit two, and then you hit a big one at the end of the first half, and then another big one early in the third quarter. And when you get rolling with the three ball, you guys are almost impossible to beat.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Usually me and Aubrey can't be on at the same time with our shot, but tonight it happened, so that really helped.
What has it probably hasn't really sunk in yet. You haven't had a lot of time to process. It's been a mob scene down on the floor, but you're going to state, Kylie.
Yeah, that's the most amazing feeling in the world. Me and these seniors have played together since third grade, and this is what we've been playing for. We've been playing basketball year-round since third grade for this moment, to go to Redbird Arena.
And you will have that become a reality on Friday night, 5:30. Looks like you're going to play Chicago Marshall in the state semifinals. It's going to be an awesome weekend for Toppertown. And you mentioned your group of seniors. You guys have played, who knows, the games are well into the hundreds,
the number of games
you guys have played.
Oh, we've played so many games together, and we've worked so hard, and I think we deserve this. And I want to go out there at Redbird and hopefully get a state title.
Absolutely. Don't go up there for anything less.
Yeah.
Kylie Meyer, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Kylie Meyer of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, and here comes Sheridan Lyrilla. Sheridan, your senior year is going to end at Redbird Arena. It doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't. We're guaranteed fourth place at least, but we're going for number one.
That's exactly right. You're coming home with hardware, but why not get the whole darn thing? And tonight, you guys never trailed. So just kind of talk about the bus ride up. As soon as you guys walked into the gym, the Topper fans that were waiting to get in, they were giving you a standing ovation, just going crazy. What was the atmosphere on the bus, and what was it like when you walked into that scene?
Well, the bus was really loud with music. We were getting excited, and then we expected a lot of people to be here, but we didn't expect them to be lined up in the hallway. It was awesome to see all the fans cheering for us. There were cameras everywhere, and then just walking into the college locker room. It was pretty cool. We each had our own locker and a place to hang our stuff. It was awesome.
And, you know, those are the things that you will always remember, is the little things behind the scenes, you know, the bus rides, the college locker room. But that scene at the end when the students rush the floor and you guys are going to state, you'll never forget that, will you?
No better feeling. That's the best thing about being from a small town. Everyone supports you.
They really do. And you guys have had great support all season long. Has it sunk in yet that you're going to state?
I honestly, no, I don't think so. It's crazy. Like, we're on a winning streak, but it does not feel like we are at least the top four in the state.
Yeah, you're coming home with hardware.
I know.
Sheridan, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Sheridan Lyrilla, the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers are headed to state in 2019, and it looks like Claire Tester has made her way up. She's already changed.
Yeah.
Claire, you had 13 rebounds tonight, 9 of them at the half. Talk about that great effort on the inside tonight.
Well, I know I'm not really in there to score because that's Sammy and all the guards. So I was like, I need to just rebound my butt off to really make a...
And you did. I mean, you've had such an impact during this postseason run. You've had big buckets, but like you said, you know your role on this team is to get the rebounds, do the hard, dirty stuff on the inside. And that was a physical game tonight.
Very physical. They're very quick. They could jump very high, so we just had to do it just with them.
Now, we've talked a lot about the senior group and how much they've played together over the years. You being a sophomore, what was it like when you were in eighth grade watching this sophomore group and then thinking, you know what, in a couple of years, I'm going to be helping them? Just kind of talk about your mentality as a sophomore on this team.
Honestly, it probably hit me when I was in sixth grade because they won state two times in junior high. And so I was just like, my dad always told me if I get to high school, I need to work for that starting position because that's probably the last time we'll go to state is with that five, with that four.
It is so – I mean, it's hard to get to state. Great teams don't get to state. And so to have that become a reality tonight, it's been such a fun ride for you guys throughout this entire postseason. But nothing outside of the state tournament can top that scene tonight. That was awesome.
It was awesome. The Hillsboro fans, we came walking in. There was a line lined up. Oh, it was awesome.
Like rock stars.
Yes. I felt famous.
You are famous now, Claire Tester. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. The Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers are headed to the Final Four as they are now 29-5 on the year. They beat Midwest Central in wire-to-wire fashion, 68-46. We're going to wrap it up here from Illinois College. Stay tuned. We will have two regional quarterfinal games from Southwestern coming up, Southwestern and Staunton, and then Litchfield and Gillespie. Those broadcasts on the way here on WSMI FM 106. We want to thank the fine people at Illinois College for their hospitality. They got us set up in a nice broadcast position here. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Hillsboro won it all in 2006. They will have a chance to do it again in 2019. Hillsboro is headed to state. The road to Redbird Arena is complete. A date with Chicago Marshall awaits Friday night, state semifinal number one, 5:30. We'll have live coverage here on WSMI FM 106. Thanks to producer Tom Williams for producing tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Stay tuned for boys regional basketball coming up next here on WSMI. The final one more time in the Elite Eight. Hillsboro 68, Midwest Central 46. The Hilltoppers are going to state. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Illinois College.